You're listening to SBS News.
In late 2011, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was captured while trying to escape, following the Battle of Sirte between forces loyal to him and National Transitional Council fighters. He was apparently captured alive, but was injured and died on his way to hospital. This was how Al Jazeera's reporter in Libya, Tony Burtley, described the scene at the time.
Shaken but silent, he was taken in an ambulance to Misrata, flanked by scores of military vehicles. The shouts and cheers of the fighters reflecting their prized prisoner, but yet to divulge his identity for security reasons. But before arriving, he died. These exclusive images were again captured on the mobile phones of fighters. Exactly what happened is not clear, but that was not important to these men who filled the streets of Sirte with celebratory gunfire.
Almost a decade later, hundreds of Libyans have marked the start of the uprising that led to the deposed leader's downfall by marching through the streets of the capital, Tripoli. Crowds were seen gathering in Martyrs Square, cheering and singing while the streets were decked with Libya's revolutionary flag. But the jubilant scenes in Tripoli are a stark contrast to the ongoing conflict in other parts of the country. Libya has been plagued by instability and violence since the ousting of the Gaddafi regime. The latest round of fighting began last April, when eastern-based forces, under the command of Khalifa Haftar, launched an assault on Tripoli in a bid to seize power from the United Nations-backed government. The UN says the siege has killed thousands of people and displaced over 150,000 others. This man describes what life's currently like for many Libyans.
A lot of people who have fled their homes and where they live, and they're having a very hardship right now, you know. They don't have places to live. Things are very tough.
Libyan Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj says his government refuses to accept the return of dictatorial and military rule.
We began with a number of arrangements a while back, but unfortunately what happened on April the 4th, the start of the east-based opposition attacks on Tripoli, erased these arrangements. We know that in all of Libya there are armed groups which have sprouted as a result of the spreading of arms, and this is a predicament that successive governments face, but we have plans that can be implemented to deal with this problem.
But Tripoli resident Abdul Karim says the ongoing conflict is hurting Libyans. He says the rival governments need to sit down and negotiate a solution so everyone can live in peace.
War is affecting us in one way or another. There are things we can't mention, big uncertainty. And the main reason is the war that is going on now. Big tragedies have started and they don't have an end. This is our life at war, full of tragedies and full of problems. There's nothing good for Libyans and non-Libyans.
Amy Hall, SBS News.